And now, broadcasting live on RadioSt.Pete.com from high atop Ferg's in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg in the shadow of Tropicana Field, it's the Spike on the Mic Show.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, but I have to take this back. I said award deserving. We have won an award. Matter of fact, it should be on display somewhere right here, but I left it in my bag. We have won an award. We are, give me a minute, we are the recipients, if that's the right word, we are the recipients of the recognition award as the best podcast on Radio St. Pete on Mondays at 7. Mondays at 7. We are that show here, ladies and gentlemen. And listen, Don't touch your dial, don't touch your radio, don't touch your computer, because we are here live at Ferg's in Clearwater, St. Pete. Both cities together, we're here in Clearwater, St. Pete, and Ferg's. You know where we are. But I'm going to try to make this short. This is not going to be a long introduction. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's wearing two shirts right now. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
You know what? I prepared a long, thoughtful response to that question this week, and I'm not going to be distracted. Oh, hi, Dina. Oh, hello, Kim.
that's not right.
Hello, Dina. I'm sorry. What? Yes. Proof. Okay. Future.
Not yet. Too soon. All right. Okay. So the sounds that's coming through your eardrums, ladies and gentlemen, the music that's coming through your eardrums and hopefully through those speakers is the man in my peripheral vision to the left of me. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who set all this stuff up and can't believe it's working.
Yes, we did. We moved a mountain. We made jelly roll.
We did.
And for 16 seconds, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
60 minutes of phenomenal.
Nominal. Doo, doo.
There we go. All right. And now, also, it's not just us three.
No.
We're here for
There's
one reason.
There's somebody else?
We're here for one reason.
Oh, no.
The only reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, you people
so
out there
wrong.
In the peanut gallery, you will now get to witness the greatness that it is. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody's already reaping the benefits of the first annual Radio St. Pete get-together. I have on a Save the Bees bracelet that I got from Marco.
Oh, that's so nice.
Well, that is awesome. You know, because
that's beautiful.
Your little bee report is a favorite amongst the people on the Monday's 7 o'clock podcast.
It's about the only thing that's mentioned.
Who would have ever thought that there has grown into this from a very small beginning?
You also have on at least 4 mustard stains, but we'll talk about that.
In the future. All right. Well, right next to you in your peripheral vision, Voice of Reason is the man that he knows everything. We like to call him the Rain Man because he is just. You ask him what's 1 + 1, he will know the answer. We like to call him Bill Smarts. Bill Smarts, how you sticking?
4.
4? Is that the answer?
Accurate.
I guess sticking like stage fright to someone.
That didn't
a
work.
Teenager like on stage for the very first time.
Right.
Oh my God.
All right, it's noisy.
Oh my God.
Don't whisper. It's noisy.
I'm not whispering. It's a stage fright.
Am I changing the right knob? Because my headphones are real loud.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
If it's that loud, it's you touching your own.
Oh, well, I like to touch myself. Oh,
I meant the headphones, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Also, the man whose name is on the banner. In case you guys are looking around here, there's a banner right here.
Right.
We have 3 banners hanging, plus an addition to the Marco Radio Show banner.
Sure.
And the name on there looks as though it's the biggest name on there.
So big.
It's the biggest name on there. And we're just going to call him Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
Oh, wait. Gas Man, All right, I'm pressing the correct button. Now you can speak.
Oh, I'm speaking like a celebrity because not only is my name the biggest on the banner, I'm speaking like a celebrity because I feel like a celebrity here in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg at Berg Sports Bar.
Oh, yeah.
They're being really good to us. Thank you for having us.
Was that a dig at me?
No, of course not.
You know, he is the only one with the one line for himself.
You know, I didn't even notice the new banners. And the gas man
has his own line
thing on there.
He has his own line.
He has his own line.
I didn't make the banner.
It's obscene, is what it is.
You see how he is?
You know why? Look at Spike. Look at the gas man.
I know. Well, yeah. Oh, exactly.
There's two people who had their own line on the banner.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this.
There's more people.
Let's make this show pretty.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, the show is about to get gorgeous, sexual. It's going to get some XY chromosomes all up in this motherfucker.
No. XX.
But when you hear the sound, you're going to know it's an XY chromosome.
No. It's an XX.
Whatever.
You are an XY. All
right. The next sound you hear is another lady that's in my peripheral vision to the right and a little forward, and her name starts with a D. The lovely and talented Dina. Dina, how you sticking?
Sticking like Lionel Richie.
Oh.
Expound.
She's easy like a Sunday morning.
Oh, nice.
Clark and I how already your name had a discussion.
See, we're on the same wavelength, Dina and I.
How does your name get on the microphone?
It's not sticking.
We need you to speak right into the microphone.
She's doing fine. Nobody criticizes Dina for anything.
Stick it all up in there.
So, right. She's doing
Thank
great.
You, Clark.
She's perfect.
All right, well, then the next XY chromosome.
Nope.
Lovely.
No.
XX. You're okay. The XY.
Okay, show of hands, who don't know what an XY chromosome is?
You, apparently.
Just Spike.
All right, well, anyway, the next sound you hear is the lovely, the talented. You may have heard her. If you guys are over 25 years old, 35 years old, this is
95.
Well, how can that be? Because she's only 23.
Exactly.
So you haven't been introduced yet.
You haven't been introduced yet. Yeah, they haven't been really turned on yet.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored and blessed to have in my peripheral vision to my right the lovely and talented Kim B, where everybody rides. Kim, how you doing, shorty?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, right.
Thank
that's
you.
So nice.
Thank you for that. And also, let's say I want to make this introduction short. I didn't want to make it long.
No,
too late.
But I want to give a big clap to all the St. Pete Radio people that's come here on
St.
the radio.
Pete Radio.
You guys. It is awesome. And
aren't
yes.
we leaving somebody out?
No.
Yes.
No, I'm working here.
You're working?
I know what I'm doing
aren't
here.
Aren't we leaving
That's
somebody
right.
out?
All you Rays fans over there, just you wonder what's happening. This is the real deal over here. We're here at Ferg. We're the real deal. You guys go over there and be slightly entertained and be over here and be more entertained. I can think of the opposite of slightly.
More.
Is pretty good.
More is a good word.
All right, so hold on. We got to take a minute. They singing the anthem.
It's the anthem.
All right, there we go. All right. We're talking over there. So now we can let the games begin. And so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit right here.
You didn't finish the introduction you said you were working on.
Right. I'm going to bring him in.
My God.
Everybody wants me to talk about this guy here. Okay, everybody.
It's why we're here, really.
Yeah.
Everybody, in case y'all wondering.
It's not Steve.
We got Joe. Joe, how you sticking?
I'm sticking hopefully longer than the Rays starting pitcher.
Absolutely.
Right. That would be
a
very
This is Joe's party that we're invited
say,
to.
Yeah. That would be a very interesting challenge. Do you think the Rays starting pitcher will be on before 8 o'clock?
That's a good question.
We'll we could check that out.
If we need to keep him in here. For the entire
thank goodness the music has stopped.
Well, before we do that, we have to thank you, Joe. We're going to talk to you in a second. I don't know. I wasn't going to introduce you right now.
Why?
But all these riffraffs and illegal riffraffs in the shipping containers here trying to tell the guy whose name on the banner how to do this, Gas Man.
Shut up, Spike.
Gas Man. Okay, people, we sit around here. We talk about three things. We talk about things in the
past.
And things in the
present.
At Ferg's.
Oh, Funqua.
We've been talking about things at Ferg's.
Right. So anyway.
In the present.
Yeah. All right. So listen, we're in public, people.
Right.
You know, they say in management, if you guys ever went to the School of Management and Style, they say you punish in private.
Right.
Praise in public.
Okay, then praise. Praise yeah. away.
So
tell me how good I am.
Yeah.
I want to punish a couple y'all.
I'm pretty much sure I'm the best.
You feed the staff beer after the show.
No? Yeah.
Okay, after the show. All right, so we talk about three things. We talk about things in the
future.
Past.
Future.
And let's just talk about our sponsors.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Here we go. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, that's nice. We're advertising Hooters at Ferg's.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Yeah. It's not
really competition though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. So listen, this is what we're gonna do. I know we should have had a show meeting before we had it in front of the public.
By the way, before we did the intros, I was gonna go live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the best place before a Rays game. It is, and then you could have played the sponsors, but you didn't. Right. So it's no big deal. Yeah. Get it. It's done.
Well, listen, if you wouldn't have told us that, we wouldn't have never known it then.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. You just kind of gave the cue a little bit too fast.
Once again, praise in public, punish in private.
All right.
Okay, so let's do this, guys. Let's do this.
I can't wait to punish this guy.
I feel like I'm being punished now.
Let's do this. We are on remote. We are live in front of people.
Sure.
So let's make this professional because I'm sure people out there are recording, taking notes so they can take it back to their establishment.
By professional, do you mean complimentary to Spike the whole show?
I think this is radio school.
That'll work.
I think everybody interested in radio can learn from this. Yeah.
So what we're going to do...
What not to do.
Thanks for laughing, Joe.
Gas Man, your name is on the banner. You want to tell them to simmer down?
Simmer down, Cass.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to cycle in and out because we have people coming here to watch how the sausage is made behind this...
Get on with it!
Behind the sausages. And, you know, we're going to do this. So we're going to shuffle in and out different talent to make our show better and also to get them a little scream and shout and holler.
Oh, you didn't tell us there'd be talent involved.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared.
Yep.
Nope.
I didn't bring any.
Nope, me either.
Well, let's do this. I keep saying that. I'm going to stop saying let's do this. What we do, we talk about certain things here.
Future.
And I need your guys' opinion. I need all you illegal riffraff in the shipping container. I need your opinion on this. We're going to do a topic. Then we're going to talk to the CEO, the MMO of StPeteRadio.com, Mr. Joe.
The MMO.
I had to rhyme.
Yeah, I like that.
What would MMO stand for?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Man most on top of things.
No, it's the owner.
That's fair.
All right.
Media management officer.
Wow. Topic changing music.
Oh, here we go.
Well, it's too late to back out now, so we might as well do a topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show, live from Ferg's in St. Petersburg.
All right, I like to call this topic, Got Milk? Why, yes, I do.
Got milk?
Why, yes, I do. And this topic mainly goes to a lot of the chromosomes over here.
That was good.
We're all chromosomes.
Don't specify what chromosomes.
All right, have you guys ever heard of this person by the name of Selma Hayek?
Sure.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek, she got married. Her last name is something I can't pronounce. We'll call it Pinoy.
You did pretty good with Hayek, though.
Yeah, that was
impressive.
Because I heard it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, so anyway, she was at the UNICEF ball in Beverly.
She's a babe, by the way.
In Beverly Wilshire Hotel. And she was honored with the Danny Kaye Leadership Award. Wow. Anybody know who Danny Kaye is?
Yeah.
Comedian.
Sure.
We got people that know who Danny Kaye is.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Everybody knows who Danny Kaye is.
You don't know who he is?
Sure.
Is he
dead? He's dead.
He's from the 40s.
Leroy K. Old Man?
Oh no! He's a white guy.
White guy.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Okay, so
singer, dancer, comedic actor.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
All right, so I need you guys' opinion on this.
Right.
She was on a trip to Africa.
Okay.
With the UNICEF people.
All right.
Right. And she ran upon this 15-year-old girl, and the girl was crying, saying, "Oh, go!" She had a baby with her. Says, "Oh, I'm having so please help me, help me. I have trouble. We need to help my baby.
All right.
So she went through all her UNICEF stuff to the gear to find out what she can do for to help the baby. Well, the little girl says, my baby needs milk.
Okay.
You know what Selma Hayek did?
She whipped one out?
She milked the baby.
She milked the baby?
She actually breastfed it.
How old was this baby that you were able to milk it?
Eight.
Okay. She didn't. That's not a baby. She breastfeeded it, the baby.
Oh, she provided milk for the baby.
Yeah, she said she didn't take milk from the baby.
Yeah.
No.
I just want to be clear for the sake of the listeners who don't speak Spike.
All right. So
she opened up one of those little containers that we used to get in school?
No. She breastfeeded the baby.
When you milk a baby, do you need a really small stool to sit down and...
Yes.
Okay. Will milk be made available to us, Dick?
So the question to the illegal roof wrap in the shipping containers...
That's us.
...and these chromosomes here.
Yeah.
How would you feel... Oh God, I forgot to give out the phone number.
No, it doesn't matter.
This person found it.
Yeah, but they hung up immediately.
Yay! Best phone call ever.
How would you guys feel, and I'm going to go around the room and ask me, how would you guys feel if your significant other, this doesn't apply to you guys because you guys.
Right. Why?
These chromosomes going to be the last ones that I will ask.
But you are going to ask them, right?
Yes.
Eventually. Yeah, really.
Their opinions are valid.
There's some reason why they're here, right?
How would you guys feel as your significant other, if it's a female, would breastfeed another child? And I started out with you since your name is on the banner, Gas Man.
It wouldn't bother me as long as the baby got fed, but why didn't the mom have milk?
I don't know. Maybe she was tired, dusty. I don't know. That's not, you missed it.
She was too dusty.
Dusty.
Like Dusty Rhodes, American Dream, baby. Let me tell you something, baby. If my significant other fed my baby, baby, it wouldn't bother me at all. Baby got to live on the thing.
Hey, Bill Smart.
Wow.
I think it'd be important for the baby, especially maybe if a male baby, to have a picture later in life and go, look, I was fed by Selma.
I got through that, right?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot because you are the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how would you feel if your significant other breastfeeded another kid?
Well, the baby's life is at stake, right?
So, sure.
Well, it's hungry, yeah.
I would breastfeed it myself if I thought it would save a baby's life.
That's wonderful.
You got the wrong chromosomes for that.
Yeah, really.
But, I mean, I don't think there's any question. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. All right, Dr. Captain Clark?
You're going to have a really small bucket you're milking a baby.
Oh, my God.
Because that's going to overflow real quick with a cow.
Sure.
Tiny, tiny bucket.
All right, MMO CEO, my man Joe. How would you feel about that?
Well, I'm just happy that some of that money I collected when I was trick-or-treating for UNICEF when I was 6 years old is being put to good use.
You're flying Selma Hayek down to Africa. Good.
Okay, so now we're going to get some real answers, okay?
We're going to get some real answers.
Wait a minute, why do you say that?
Well,
because now you're going to get real answers.
They're fully prepared to milk the little baby.
Really? Oh.
You skipped BW.
Dina, let's say you was in Africa, UNICEF, UNICEF trial, not trial.
Whatever.
Caravan, whatever. You up there doing
relief
safari.
Effort.
You're in Africa.
Yeah, I was dusty. I was dusty and nothing was happening.
No, you're the other girl.
Nothing was working.
Would you breastfeed?
She was it. She's telling you.
She's dusty.
Would I help? Yes. If Selma had it to give, she needs to give it. Absolutely.
There you go.
That's so admirable. You're so nice.
If she wasn't drinking and doing drugs, absolutely.
You're such a man. Am I thirsty?
You.
You're such a caring, giving person. I really like that.
If it was me, of course I would do it. Of course.
Okay. All right, then.
That's so selfless of you. Yeah. I really like that.
Lovely. What are you doing?
Thank you, Clark.
I am so undernourished.
Kim, will everybody ride? Well, that's an obvious thing. Oh, sorry. Kim.
Of course I would.
Is this a bomb? Or is this some C4?
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's urgent.
Urgent, right?
Did we get all of Kim's response? Because that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
Yeah. So Kim, you would nourish the kid.
If the baby was hungry, absolutely.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is so nice.
Let me ask the ladies, what would be the age limit of the child?
Well, if it had teeth.
Oh, damn.
So if they were 90 without teeth.
That just hurt.
All right, we were just handed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so thank you for your, all your input on there. We were just handed an important note.
Okay.
It's ladies and gentlemen, urgent, right I have just been handed an urgent notice.
An urgent notice. So, I mean, I have no idea
what it is.
But we should at least let the people see what it says.
All right.
It is a...
what is it? Shut up, Shut Spike.
That's it.
Oh, from the Marco Spike. Radio Show crew. That's
this
nice.
This is just one of the...
that's the gift that keeps on giving, hopefully.
We need to get rid of that thing there.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Spike, since the women involved gave an answer that you apparently were not happy with, you always make executive decisions.
Yeah.
What is the executive decision
here? Yeah,
what's
the right answer?
Okay, so if me and my lady was on a safari, that's the word I was looking for. We was on a safari. And we was in Africa, you know, doing our thing.
You have a lady?
Going back to the motherland.
Was she hunting babies?
Look at this.
What was his name?
Look at this. So we at the motherland, we jamming, you know, we grass skirting and putting plates in our mouth, whatever they do over there.
Yeah. Wow, that's so offensive. Yeah.
That's offensive?
Yeah, that's offensive.
No, not really. I like the plate in your mouth.
And there was a little kid there, and another 15-year-old girl runs up and says, my baby needs milk.
Right.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd go with that.
Oh, so you let the baby die?
I don't even know the baby name.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good enough reason to let it die.
Now,
sure.
Right now, there's a kid over there in Africa right now.
You knew the donor's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody looking at me like I'm wrong.
Yeah,
like, I'm
totally wrong.
I'm the bad guy. It's not my place.
Right. It's your wife's place or your lady, whoever you're with.
That's French for his mama speak.
Well, if he has a lady, you know they've been out drinking all night, so she probably couldn't do it anyway.
I don't think it's his decision whether she gets to feed the baby or not, frankly, because, you know, Dina, I believe a woman is entitled to full rights and consideration under the law and the Constitution.
What I'm going to do, I'm going
That's what I think.
I'm going to close all you illegal
Why is your hand on her leg?
I'm a gentleman.
I'm closing all your illegal riffraffs up in the shipping containers, and I'm shipping all y'all to Peru. Y'all going? I have no idea why y'all going to Peru. We can go to Prague. How about that?
All right. Prague is good.
Same thing.
So what
ain't
we
no black
do?
People in Prague.
We just gonna change topics real now. Topic changing music.
Well, we got off to a flying stop with that one. Let's see if we can continue the lack of momentum with the next topic on the Spike in the Mic Show live from St. Pete.
One of our chat lines said, feed the baby. That's just, you people, I don't understand.
Feed the baby.
Feed the baby.
That's always the good advice. Feed the baby.
But let's do this. So we're
As opposed
do
to Spike that says, let the baby die.
Yeah, let the baby die, dusty in Africa.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be funny.
It shouldn't be funny at all.
No, that should
not. Should be horrifying.
All right, so because we're at a special location here, you know, I'm not going to talk to y'all that much. You guys, because you guys are heathens.
Yeah.
And I'm not fond of y'all right now because when we get in private, you guys are in trouble. So
it's going to be a long ride back to Tampa.
We're going to talk to our special guests. We're going to cycle them jokers in and out.
I'm so glad I came in my own car.
And we're going to hear their story. First on the docket on deck is the MMO, the CEO. Yeah. We like to call him Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us out here.
You're very welcome. This is the first annual Radio St. Pete reunion.
Yes.
This is good.
And many of these people have not met each other before, so it's not really
hard to reunite.
Exactly.
Never reunited before.
But we didn't want to have to come up with another name next year.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to meeting some of these people.
Thanks for coming across the bridge, apparently through Clearwater, to get here to downtown St. Petersburg.
Right.
I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of these people I haven't met before, so much so that I'm willing to end the show early in order to do so.
All right. Here we go.
So, let's say 2 seconds, two minutes or less.
Yeah.
Right.
Give us a little nugget of your vision of stpradio.com. Go.
Well, we are greatly expanding our audience in about 2 weeks because we're going to be heard on every single internet radio platform in the world. And that's 21 different internet radio directories. So, you know, you pick up two or three listeners on each one of those, and off we go.
That's right.
So you cannot mute the Spike on the Mic Show.
No, we will be even more worldwide than ever.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so we're just trying to make it a little better every day. And a lot of the people here are contributors to that. They're local volunteers who do podcasts, do shows. Live shows as well.
Yes.
Have any of them won an award?
You are the, We have one award winner thus far.
Yeah, really.
Man.
All right. Well, listen. I could talk to you all.
Okay.
That's a lie. But I want to bring in the next
Joe,
person.
Do they all real quick have an award recognizing their time slot and on radio?
They will.
This is the only award winner.
Oh, wow.
This is
the only one insecure enough to need one, is what you're basically saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so
it's great to have you guys in St. Pete.
No.
At first.
Or in Clearwater, wherever we are. So let's pass the baton over to another talent that's on the stpradio.com. We'd like to call him. Doctor, you move your hand. I can't see it. Doctor Charles Schwabs.
No.
That's
Doctor Charles Schwabs.
That's probably not it.
Isn't
that
a financial guy?
Schwabs is the guy to do the shoes, right?
Yes, Doctor Schwabs is the guy.
Doctor Schwabs does the shoes.
Doctor Schwabs.
Yeah. Okay, Schwab is the financial guy.
Schwab. Okay, so Doctor Schwab, talk to me.
Well, I'm glad to be on this Radio St. Pete.com.
Oh, and on this award-winning show.
And this award-winning show.
Thank you.
Until they keep hearing mine. And I heard your last show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
so tell us about your show.
My show is basically anything you want to hear. It's called Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party. I go from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I go live. We did some live content a couple of weeks ago for St. Patrick's Day. I'll be going live next weekend from Las Vegas.
Expound on that one. You going to be in Vegas?
I'll be in Vegas with my band, and we're going to be doing shows at the Venetian and also at the Orleans at the Rockabilly Fest. It'll be 60,000 people out there, but I'm going to be doing live cutaways with a gentleman that's at the studio in my house.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be doing it back and forth. I got a lot of things in the fire. I'm the one that conjured up, if anybody remembers, terrestrial radio when it was still alive.
I remember that.
I remember the people.
Yeah, I was the one that started Breakfast with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that.
I will be doing that on our air starting May 13th at 1 p.m. We're going to be doing that. A lot of things going on in the fire, but the show mainly consists of anything that I feel like playing. There is no format. Formatic radio has been dead for years. And
how do people address you? Is it Dr. Chuck or is it
Dr. Chuck Stevens?
Chuck, always a last name, too?
Yeah, because there is a Dr. Chuck.
All right.
But I think he's a gynecologist in practice.
Why did you change it to Schwab just for tonight?
For tonight, because I'm incognito.
Oh, okay.
Now, wise choice.
You mentioned the fact, obviously, the beauty of podcasts over is people can listen anytime, but if they want to hear you live, when are you on?
6 p.m. and 11 p.m. Saturday night.
6 and 11 or 6 and 11. Until 11? Okay.
For how long? It'll probably be 6 till whenever here shortly. Yeah.
Okay, but not Mondays.
Not Mondays.
Okay, not that I care.
We're working on Mondays, but not
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, and we will be sure to listen, and welcome to stpeteradio.com.
One nugget real quick, if for those... If they're going to catch your show, what are they going to catch?
They're going to catch is obscure songs. I mean, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, and the Stones. Perfect. They had a couple of hit records here and there. And
I heard of
it. A lot deeper than that. I've been getting letters. I got a letter from Czechoslovakia. I couldn't read it. I had to take it to a friend of mine who is Czechoslovakian, saying, "Hey, will you play this?" Or I've gotten. If you go to RadioStPete.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you will see blogs of different things that people are writing.
Yeah.
Some of them I can't read.
And see, the nice thing is, since we are in public, let me praise Spike, because he actually used Prague earlier as you come into the Czech.
So
Spike knows all at that point.
All right.
I'll never say that again, though, Spike. So we are in public.
There you go. All right, Doctor. Well, thank you. Now we're going to go ahead and go to our next guest sitting here on the orange mic. Which is, I can't even see that, so I just call you...
Just Mao.
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 Mao. Welcome to the stpeteradio.com Spike and Mike
Show. How do I address the table? I'm not an award winner, so I guess I should have to bow, or do I just...
No. No.
We're not allowed to talk to you. Spike's the only one that can speak. So
don't look. Don't. Nobody look. Just... Okay.
I see Mao, the indie, and all I see is a C something NT.
I have two shows.
Sake
Bomb. Two shows. Yeah, Sake Bomb Agogo, which is all Japanese garage...
Oh, you're Mao. Hold on a second. Is that music?
And Indie Circuit. So it starts up with Indie Circuit. It's a two-hour block on Sunday nights. We do indie music and then talking about complete nonsense. Kind of like, hey, you know, like if you would feed a kid with your breasts or if you just take her to McDonald's. I would take her to McDonald's personally.
Yeah. How in the hell do you have a podcast talking about nonsense?
Yes.
How is that?
That's not going to make it. That's not yes. Okay, so yes. Mal, yeah. Let me ask you this. With chromosomes as these, enjoy your show?
Of course.
No!
Yes, of course they would. They'd be like, "Wow, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I can't turn away. It's like a train wreck. You can't not look at it. You know, it's so."
All right, so let me say this. I don't think we're gonna take phone calls tonight.
Oh, we're not. We just took one.
Is it person
there's
there?
Somebody on.
All right, caller. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Yeah,
that was a phone call from Czechoslovakia, and it was just about illegal propitia. Right. It wasn't actually about anything.
Right, we're busy looking up how you sticking there.
All right, so
Czechoslovakian dictionary.
Mal, not that I wasn't listening, but when can we hear you?
It's on Sunday nights from 10 to midnight. It's the BOGO Hour of Power. You buy one hour, you get it one free.
That's a good deal.
We transitioned. We used to have one that was a kung fu theater.
I like
it. Then, but then we just moved into the punk music and garage music and stuff like that. I was over in Japan for a wedding. And,
nice.
Really?
Came back with a whole satchel full of goodies and said, I got to just do that, yeah.
You speak Japanese?
Not well.
Japanese.
Not well. About as good as you just said Japanese.
Ask him if he speaks English.
It was actually pretty exciting though. We were in a castle. An exchange student that lived with us got married in the JoJo castle, and we were in the wedding party.
Why?
In this thing, because we were her parents over here, so she brought us over.
She wanted to.
Yeah.
I am listening.
They fed her as a baby.
Yes. She's like, we took her to McDonald's, just like I would have done that kid. I'm telling you. I mean, Ferg's. We would have taken her to Ferg's.
Yeah, there you go.
That's better.
You play any of P-Lander Z?
No, I can't get him to answer my... I wrote them twice.
Yeah.
This is Mark telling you that he knows Japanese music.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
No, I actually got drunk with P-Lander Yellow when he was in the States.
Oh, that's awesome. I've written them twice and they haven't written back. I'm like, come on, you got to let me play this. I'm tailor-made for your nonsense, you know.
It's a Japanese band and they're crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, really?
They're really good.
Yellow Magic Orchestra? No.
No.
I'm thinking Mau Mau is a fraud.
See, what I have to do is I have to get their permission to play them. So, you know, you reach out and say, can you play? I do play the 5678s a lot. I play Lulu's Marble. I got some really good stuff on there.
Nice.
Oh. So, yeah.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Me being a spokesman for stpeteradio.com the only award-winning show.
That's established.
I've heard that somewhere. I don't know where I heard that. I think here.
Believe me, I was as surprised as anyone when we heard it tonight, too.
Mal.
And he left it in the bag.
Listen, if you take anything away from here or nothing away, how this word is saying, you praise in public, punish in private.
Yeah.
I'm praising the Spike on the Mic show featuring the Gas Man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't make the banner.
What are you talking
about?
Where's
your banner shop? I love it. Gas Man is, you know, I gotta get, it'd be like, you know, the Sake Bama Go-Go banner made by the Gas Man. I'd be like, why are you on here? He's on everything he makes. It's great.
Exactly. So, all right. Yeah. So we're going to keep the nonsense moving. We're going to go ahead and go to... Marco Radio Show.
Happy Hour, man.
You should. Thanks he's actually been
Marco
a guest.
Radio. Thanks.
Is Mark his mic Jin. On?
Yes, your mic is on.
All right.
He's been a guest of the show before, so you should get that one right.
Yeah.
Well, have you met me?
We get it. We get it. Yeah. We absolutely get it.
First of all, I would like to just go full disclosure.
Yes.
This secret urgent letter that we received came from the Marco Radio Show.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he...
And the important thing was, it said...
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah,
okay,
there
you
go.
So Marco, when can someone hear your radio program?
Every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on, what is it?
RadioSaintPete.com.
Oh, well, that's good. But where is this? Where did this come from?
Well, you know, originally I wanted to walk up to the table with a T-shirt that said "Shut up, Spike."
Yeah,
but I couldn't afford the T-shirt. So
I know it's like $14.95.
Yeah, opted for the card. I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I think it's very, amusing every time I listen to your show and I hear somebody go, "Shut up, Spike."
Oh, so you say
I meant to bring? I have a T-shirt, "Shut Up, Spike" T-shirt.
The Gas Man does a very good Charles Barkley is. as far as the shut up spike goes.
Okay, let's see, because we have chromosomes over here that'll feed the children. Let's ask them.
That'll feed the children.
Yeah.
If you should shut up, Spike.
Yes. Okay. Dina, do you think that it's appropriate to say or to think or insinuate that they should shut up, Spike?
I don't like shut up, but.
It's rude.
I think it's
It is rude.
It is.
But it's effective.
That was a really good answer. You must be a really kind and thoughtful person.
Here we go, yeah.
All right, Kim, wow. Everybody.
I don't like that they pick on you so much, Spike.
Oh, thank you. Qua.
Only I should.
Oh, there he goes with the French again.
Yeah, go with the French again.
I don't like shut up either.
Au revoir.
Multilingual.
That's French for his mama speak. All right, well, see, listen, we have opinions from the Feed the Children.
The Feed the Children girls.
they
now you're picking on us.
Right. Sally Struthers is here.
He is.
Hashtag me too.
All right. So Marco, are you on Fridays from
6 to 8?
6 to 8. And what is your show mainly about?
Well, on our card, it says that we are a little show about nothing and everything all at the same time.
Why is everybody biting off on us, Clark?
I'm sorry. I was you reading a note that Dina wrote to me, and I wasn't paying attention. What lovely handwriting she has.
Oh, doesn't she?
Yes.
But so what you did is you listened to the Spike on the Mic show, and then you were inspired, and you mirrored your show after us.
Okay, this is what I can tell you is that this is Monday night.
Right.
My show is in 4 days.
Right. 2 hours.
I'm getting some good content. So keep it up.
You've had Spike as a guest on your show too, have you not?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been to the lair.
Yeah.
Is that a cool word
the
to
lair.
Say?
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's lair, but as opposed to the lair of like of the earth. I don't know.
As long as you're not the lair.
Really.
When you come to my house.
All right, hey, voice of reason. Since you walk around not doing anything, can you help hook a brother up? All right, so Marco, like I said, we're flushing this thing out. We keep it moving.
Me too, voice of reason.
Yeah. You got time. We love you. Thank you for being on part of the Spike on the Mic show and the stpradio.com where M.O. Joe, the CEO, is making things happen, right?
You're cutting me off? That's it?
That's it.
Sticking and moving.
We got more people to talk to.
Well, you've been a guest before, Marco, I think, and of course, Spike is already forgot your name.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his name, Maiko?
Yeah, really.
Maiko.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, so the next sound you're going to hear is somebody, this is totally virgin to my ears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Frank
Rivera.
Rivera.
Frank, when was the last time you were called a virgin?
I've been called a lot of things, but yeah.
Really. Hey, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. And you are part of this stpradio.com also, too, correct?
Yes, I am. Sunday nights on Radio St. Pete, Sunday Night Jazz.
Ooh, yes.
And that sounds smooth. I want to ask the panel, how many of you guys like jazz?
I'm a total jazz lover.
A total jazz.
How about
jazz?
Feed the Children? Feed the Children. You like jazz?
Oh, you know.
I'm gonna feed your ass in a minute.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Frank, it sounds like you're.
I mean, you know, Dina, one of the things is that Dina. Well,
damn, you know
Dina's
name.
In a blush right now because
Frank and I have a secret.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh, Clark. Clark, and sit down, Clark. What? Sit down. Sit down.
Well, Mark is gone, but I introduced Dina as my wife.
Oh.
And
Dina.
You know, the fact is. You know, I stand all of 5'7" tall, and Dina is 6'4".
Oh man!
Okay,
really?
And
that's
Mark,
a lot of woman.
And so Mark is 6'2", and he's looking up and at her, and he's got these visions, and he's looking down at me, and he's he just couldn't handle that stuff. But I'm here to talk about jazz.
Oh, Frank, you're. Right. It sounds like you're a lead-in on Sunday nights for the Mao Show, yeah.
Oh. I am. That's the chairman Mao.
Yeah. The chairman Mao.
All right, so Frank, how long have you been pushing jazz? Is jazz something that was in your body, your bone, your
just
what,
happened.
What that shit? No, what's that stuff called in your bone? Your marrow.
Yeah,
it's been in my bone marrow for a long, long time. I was doing a radio program out of Miami, WDNA, which is in fact one of the premier jazz stations here in Florida.
Nice. Right.
If not the nation.
DNA?
WDNA, as in the generic code for jazz.
Yes, yeah. Nice.
And I was doing that for up until 2 months ago. I was doing it Yeah, I've been doing it for 15 years.
All right, so it's actually, was it W-deoxyribonucleic acid?
There you go. Yes.
The man is good. Yeah. You are good.
Call him the Rain Man.
You're on top of this stuff.
All right, man. Rain Man. So Frank, do you play an instrument?
I was a drummer.
Oh,
nice.
You can light the skins up. See how I sound like a magician?
Yeah.
You can light the skins up, right?
I like the skins. Yeah, and that's exactly what I did. I was a... I tried the sticks, and then I went to the hands.
Oh, bongos?
Ask Dina about that.
Oh. Hey, what is happening right now?
Yeah, you're going to get your ass. Yeah.
I'm making her blush.
Move over closer to Kim now.
All right, so is there anything else you would like to talk about on the... Wait a second. What is the name of your show? I was listening.
It's Sunday Night Jazz.
Sunday Night Jazz
on Radio St. Pete, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Let me ask you real quick.
The Longest Monk.
Yeah, no, because you just mentioned, I mean, Sunday Night Jazz. Is it because it's jazz? It has to be jazz.
It's jazz.
All right. Jazz. I didn't know if it's always just jazz.
It's jazz. Anybody got a problem with that?
No.
I don't. Yeah, no, I actually think jazz.
Totally I didn't think jazz.
It's perfect.
You know, because I stand 6'4".
Yeah.
No,
I'm big bad.
That's Dina.
And that's
Dina. That's Dina, the 6'4". Yeah.
She'll vouch for me.
Oh, yeah. It's jazz.
All right, guys.
Well, let's ask Joe. Is it on the calendar or on the schedule as J-A-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z?
He's not listening.
With an apostrophe. Hey,
all right,
guys.
Well, all right, so everybody out there, listen. Make sure you listen. I should have said this for the other shows. Make sure you listen and participate on this Sunday Night Jazz on the Mile show.
Yeah.
And the other people we had on here.
Yeah.
Damn, that was
Wait,
terrible.
There's more.
And I want to give
Marco show. Radio.
Yeah,
right. And Marco.
And before I go off, I want to, you know, give a special shout out to my wife, Dina.
Oh, my God.
He's greedy.
Captain Sparkling.
Come across this table.
Yeah, come across.
He asked who likes jazz. The answer is nobody. Nobody likes jazz.
Jazz.
So.
All right. And so keep pushing this little stone down this big mountain known as the stpeteradio.com. The next voice we're going to hear is my man, Will. Will, I'm gonna mess up your last name. We call it Koontz.
That's it, man.
Will Koontz.
You know it's Radio St. Pete.com, though, right?
Yeah.
Just so you know.
It's on the sign up there, Spike. You can always look at that sign.
Yeah.
So hold on a second.
Is you recognize the gas man as big, but you don't see RadioStPete.com.
Yeah, so how
who
long
brought us here and is feeding us?
How long have I been wrong?
I would imagine a long, long,
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, that's accurate.
When did the show start?
That would be my guess.
All right, well, so thank you for joining us on the Spike on the Mic show.
Shut up, Spike.
RadioStPete.com, which is right there. Listen, expound about your participation, your show, your involvement on this network.
Radio St. Pete.
Certainly. I got to say, I'm amazed that this many people like you, by the way. I can't believe the turnout. This is insane.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Do you notice the free food, though?
I did. Yeah, yeah. That probably helped, I would imagine. But my show is called The Homemade Broadcast. It's based on Life, Arts, and Music in Tampa Bay, primarily.
What type of music?
Life, Arts, and Music.
Oh, Life, Arts, and Music.
That's excuse me,
I'm sorry.
Stop right there.
Okay.
He has three things. It's so simple to remember: life, art, and music.
Well, right.
Mark, our thing is we talk about things in the watch this. Things in the
future.
Things in the
future.
And things in the
future.
We talk about live arts and live farts and music.
No, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future.
Oh.
We're a simple little blue train. Not blue train. How does thing go?
No.
I think I can.
The little engine that could.
Blue Train, that's a great jazz album. Yeah.
Right. At the risk of embarrassing our guest, I'd like to point out that Will has more than three things going on.
No, he doesn't.
He also works on the traditional radio at 102.5 The Bone on a late night show.
Right.
And he's a fellow stand-up comedian in the area.
Oh, my God.
Right. Not so much anymore. I kind of hung that. I wasn't good at it.
But once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. An alum at the very least.
Yeah, at least.
Old veteran.
Will works hard, is what I'm saying.
When are you on here on RadioStPete.com?
I'm on 6:15 on Sunday evenings, and then my podcast releases on my website Tuesdays at hmbradio.com.
Okay, so you can lead into the jazz show.
I do. I'm Frank's lead-in. I apologize to Frank that he had to hear the end of my show every night. Or every Sunday, anyways.
That's okay.
And he was very gracious.
Nobody's listening to his show, especially Dina.
Yeah.
Well, not that... I probably know the answer to this. Do you have an award?
Well, oh. I mean, I have many that I've given myself, as I'm sure you do. Yes. But no, not an official one. I'm hoping maybe one day.
This show, the Spike on the Mic show, we are not only award deserving.
Yes.
Yeah. We're award winning.
I've heard this.
We've won. Yeah. We've been recognized for our.
We are the best show on at Monday Night 7.
And Spike Can's out participation.
I can believe that.
From
100%.
7 until about 7:40.
Yeah. Yeah, Spike Can's out participation ribbons to us every so often.
Yeah. That's I mean, that's great, though. I mean, if it does it mean something to you? Does it put a spark in your heart?
Can you see?
Hell yeah.
I'm like a, what the thing called with the big tail and the balloon.
A mermaid.
That's French for his mama's fake.
A peacock?
Yeah, I'm like a peacock. A male peacock. Uh-huh. Not XY chromosome. A male peacock.
Right. Not XY chromosome.
You are talking about the nonsensical an XX chromosome, like a male. Lunatic mind.
So my bloom is huge.
Oh, I can imagine.
But see,
just pull it out. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. We got
XY chromosomes here.
We got feed the children over here.
Yeah,
so
let's not. I'm sitting here.
They got feed the children.
And if anything's going to make them dusty, it's going to be that. So
now let me ask you. I mean, your last name and everything when you were on podcast and so on Radio StPete.com.
Right.
You can actually use it when you're on the real or on not real but
terrestrial.
When you're on in front of the FCC stuff.
Yeah.
You probably change it, do you not?
Well, no, because it's pronounced. It's not pronounced the way you think it's pronounced. The first day of school was always pretty tough for me growing up. But it's actually pronounced Koontz, like the writer, like Dean Koontz.
Yeah. Okay.
And many people are actually adults.
That's true, too. They can handle it.
Not at this table.
Yeah, really. Yes, we are. Well, anyway, we got one of our listeners from Lake City just said, yes, award winning.
What was the award?
We were recognized.
The outlet that recognized you?
It's Radio St. Pete, and it's for best show on Monday nights from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's quite the honor.
Yeah. It is.
I think
it's from Joe.
It comes down to the key.
If you learn nothing when you leave this spot, it don't matter how you get there as long as you get there.
Right.
Right?
The key is if you can touch it, it's an award.
That's it.
So where is it? Where did you put the award in your home?
You want me to get it?
No.
Here. It travels with me.
That's all right.
It's in the little suitcase right there.
I see.
Where was glow?
Why don't you have it displayed?
Well, we have a travel version.
Man. You should have it displayed right
in front. We have a
right
travel version,
here.
Actually.
We should. So.
I was a little preoccupied.
Sure.
We're trying to get all this together. Yeah. Joe didn't do this by himself.
Oh, I know. No way.
Joe M.O. Radio didn't do this by himself. I had a big hand in this. You know, the banners.
Yeah, gas man, hang the banner.
The sign.
Yeah.
The signs.
This is the most elaborate setup. This is a nicer setup than what the Bone has. This is insane.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. I'm so jealous.
Well, we
because
try.
It's my setup.
We try. We try. It should be in there somewhere, Steve.
That's all right. I don't need to see it.
But
I believe you.
But you do believe me.
Yes,
you can check our site on www.
Yeah.
Why do people say www? It's obviously
nobody says that anymore.
Yeah, nobody
does.
What are you talking about?
So it's not 1995 anymore.
Yeah, because technically you don't have to type it in. You could just type in.
But they do still say it on some stations I listen to.
When I get y'all in private, it's going to be on.
He found it, Spike. He found it. He found the award. He found the award.
That's gorgeous.
It's a major award.
Holy.
It's a major award.
That was there? I didn't know it was there.
It's a major award.
I'm so embarrassed.
Don't take your shirt off. Everyone will see the tattoo you already have made of it, too.
Yes.
Oh my God! Wow, that is gorgeous. That
it's not
gorgeous.
No, it's not about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's
no,
it's not it truly a god even, among men.
Even
all right, the crowd.
Wait,
going
everybody,
wild.
Stop! Stop!
Yeah,
stop!
It's not about that, even though you keep bringing it up.
Can I take this home with me? Can I borrow it for 1 week?
Wow.
It's not. And listen, this is not why we do this. You know?
Of course.
It's for the children.
That's exactly why we do this.
It's for the children in Africa that don't have any milk.
Yeah,
we're
trying to feed the children.
Yes, and I'm back because I couldn't stand seeing a microphone sitting here with no one yammering into it.
Exactly,
Sorry, everyone.
Well, listen.
There's more Mao.
This show has no direction, no purpose, no
right.
It's always a great way to start a radio.
I stole that from Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
If you guys ever known about music, Lionel Richie says, no direction, no whoosh. Something like
that. Why does he say that? Does he have a speech impediment?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
Is that why he's not famous anymore? Because he says that?
Well, that needs a color.
It's kind of dumb to say
I've heard
that.
He has an award, so he must be. He's all right.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I meant to ask all our guests that was on the show, and I'm glad I'm glad you're back, Mal. But you don't get the answer first. You got it. Will gets the answers first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this everything you thought it would be?
I mean,
and more. And more. Yes. I mean, you know.
Totally. There was wings, so I mean, it's already starting off pretty strong. What more can you ask for? Budweiser's are here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
It's fantastic.
I thought there'd be a lot more filet mignon.
Yeah. That's a Joe question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Feed the children. Dina, is this more than you ever thought it would be?
This is so much more than I ever thought. I actually, Mau Mau, I'm taking something away from you.
Uh-oh.
Mau Mau's giving you some knowledge.
She's taking away the mic, probably. Enough of this guy.
I still give knowledge. I'm throwing knowledge out here.
Okay.
Spitting knowledge, as they say in the streets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever, when you're driving and you don't want to get in the car and you have a code word to your friend? And you need a code word. Let me see if you're okay. I've got
to do it. You trying to tell her you ready to leave?
No. Just almost.
She's trying to tell you that I should leave. That's what she's trying to do. Get Mal out of here.
Kokomo.
This is what I'm taking away from today. Right. Saki Bama Gogo.
Yes.
That's Saki my Bama new code Go-Go. Word. I'm going to look up. That's cool.
Saki Bama Gogo.
Saki Bama Gogo today.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
It is cool. And the music's great. And the nonsense is never ending.
Oh.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I tried to do, what was it? I tried to do, there was some other name that somebody was already using. I forget what it was even.
They were using Saki Mama and
No.
Stay here?
I do another show called.
Did you have too much sake one night?
Yes. There's no such thing as too much sake. Yeah,
he has Saki Bomb. That's where it came from.
Yeah, Saki Bomb is a drink, of course. And I do another show called Slow Robot A Go Go, which is a B movie review show. And then I
he
was
likes
like, well,
Go-Go.
Yeah, I do. It's a branding thing. What can I tell you? Yeah. So I was like, that's fine, you know. So Saki Bama Go-Go just stuck.
You know, here's a question, and since we still have two of the guests here, and I kind of like this. Why do a podcast? I mean, because we see Spike. Spike's to win awards.
Yeah.
Do you like to hear yourself talk? Do you like to express? Why a podcast?
You still talking about me?
Oh, well. You
want to
go first?
Sure. I mean, I can tell you for me, it was kind of to get on the radio, and it worked. Yeah. But now it's such a expounding platform. Is that
we don't use those kind of words around here.
Yeah.
It's just it's really taken root, and it's such a cool thing. It takes radio to another level. And it's only going to keep growing.
Yeah.
It does. It certainly does. Yes.
Mal?
And, I started. Oh, go ahead.
That's it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I started out doing a public access TV show, and then that closed down out of Pinellas County. And it was in 2006 I just started doing a show called Bunch of Dorks. And that was where we were just sitting around talking stupid. And then I never stopped talking. I always have the
You like expressing yourself.
Yeah. Yes. I usually have like three or four shows at all times.
Yeah, I know. But, I know Frank's already got up, but I think his reason is jazz.
Yes.
And Dina.
I feel kind of bad now because I used to end my show, and now here's 12 hours of jazz. I used to stop my show. So I was kind of, but that's okay.
Hold on a second. Did you answer the question that I asked Will? Is this everything you thought it would be?
I said, and more.
I just want to hear that again.
Well, what's your opinion, Spike? How do you feel about it?
Oh, this is phenomenal.
Feeling good? Yeah.
Phenomenal?
Phenomenal. Nope, that's not it.
This is...
Nope. Incorrect.
It was an X. Yeah. Something. It was... What was your good word?
Expounding. I don't think I used it correctly.
It worked.
Had a few of these Budweisers. So.
Well, listen, you know, when you having too much fun,
right.
Time flies. But since Will and Mal are still left on the microphone... Hold on a second.
Yeah.
And by the way, Will, no words are ever used correctly on this show.
That's good to know. Thank you. I feel like I'm in good company.
You're now
here.
Part of the cast. It's weird.
You guys are now boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me explain what boss is, because my mind just works.
As long as they cut in on some of that award action, I'm all good.
That's it. Yeah.
It just means...
You're on the poster next week.
Right under Gasman.
Gasman and the rest. I'm going to update the SpikeOnTheMic.com website for the new term boss. That means been on Spike on the Mic.
See?
Oh, nice.
That's branding right there. That's branding,
my friend.
Wouldn't
it be Boston?
Yeah, well,
the T is silent.
Bo-Sodom?
Okay? The T is silent.
Bo-Sodom?
Something's got to be silent. Spelled with a silent D.
Yeah,
the D is silent.
Sheesh, good Lord. So, man. Listen, as long as... As long as you guys don't have warrants, you're okay. All right? All right, so what we got to do, we always do this.
None in Florida.
We go through the room.
Oh, yeah.
And what we have to do, we have to ask you, what stuck with you tonight? You know, this has been an awesome opportunity for us to meet. This Spike on the Mic Show grit together. But I got to ask you guys, what stuck with you tonight? And I'll start out with you, PW.
What stuck with me tonight is that I own a lot of microphones.
Yes, you do.
Man.
Yes,
thumbs
you
up.
Do.
Yeah.
All right. Biggest name on the banner, Gas Man. What stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me tonight. There are a lot of cool people in the podcast world and on RadioSaintPete.com, and it was a pleasure to meet all of you.
Oh, that's so nice.
What a sucker.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that was great. All right. Oh. Bill Smots, what stuck
with
you tonight?
That's one of those classy black guys.
What's
Well, you almost lost one of your mics. There was almost some Budweiser all over that microphone right there.
Now I have a tie. I actually had one thing, but now I got two things.
Oh, now you want to be a black guy?
It's PW's comment at the end there. But the other one is the entire reason we're here walks away from the show.
Gives up the mic.
For the day. Gives up the mic for all the guests.
You know what?
But at that point, there's still a reason because he was able to deliver beers many times.
That was important.
And take care of it.
And, and get the award out.
And the award. Right. So I think that he truly fit the definition of the entire reason we're here tonight.
Oh, all right. That's so nice.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
Dina, we have some work to do. I'm looking forward to doing that and becoming even stronger than we were before this show tonight.
Hey, Clark.
And Frank needs to move away.
Clark.
What?
Learn some jazz.
Jazz.
Nobody likes
that. What are you
doing? Nobody likes that.
What are you doing?
It's the jazz.
Security?
Yes.
Security? Oh, my damn. Oh, my God. Oh, my damn. Hey, unplug everything. Everybody, let's just wrap all this. We out. Put the fire on his mother. That is just, oh, that hurt.
Somebody's handing out.
That cuts just, to the
bone. Just random awards.
There's one host of the shows on RadioSaintPete.com that does not actually have a name tag that says award winner.
Will, what stuck with you tonight being on the Spike on the Mic Show? Thank you again, but what stuck with you tonight?
It's been a pleasure. I'm just psyched to win an award just now.
Oh, my damn!
Barry Lou gave me an award. I'm very happy about it.
I'm glad to
be the second show on Radio St. Pete to win an award.
I'm going
to
kill people.
Cut that out of the tape.
Oh, wait, I was like, we're right across the street from the authorities, so you guys are going to be elected.
Right.
I'll just come to your house in the shower.
Somebody stop that guy walking across. Give him one of those name tags. He's walking across the street right now. Go grab him.
Mal, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, first of all, if you're going to milk a baby, you have to have a tiny little stool
and
tiny little hands. And second, for a quality banner, see the gas man.
See the gas man.
And we're rocking it.
All right, and we'll be remiss if we didn't talk to Feed the Children. So I got to go with Dina. I think I just gave you out. What stuck with you tonight?
Most definitely my new husband, Frank. The jazz man.
The jazz
who
man.
Was also sharing earlier his fireman skills, which he didn't talk about this evening.
Did he slide down a pole for you?
All right. And lovely and talented, my girlfriend, Kim, what stuck with you tonight?
Being here at Ferg's. Ferg's is great.
Ferg's is awesome.
Is so big. I cannot believe how nice this place is. And the food was great. And being with everybody.
There's over 30 people
there
here.
There you go. And jazz man, what stuck with you tonight being on the Spike on the Mic Show?
What was the question again? What do I like about the Spike in the Mic Show? What stuck with me tonight? Well, the fact that I met my wife tonight.
Turn it off.
Kim, can I have a suggestion? Can we go where Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where everybody served?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I've already said everybody arrived.
The venue is great. And the crowd here is fantastic. If anyone has not been here before, this is the place to come to. It's a great sports club.
All right.
By the way, Spike, what stuck with you?
Mark, what stuck with you tonight?
Hopefully nothing. I took a shower before I came.
And I'm Spike on the mic, and anyone know what's stuck with me tonight?
What?
Is that I'm going to catch a case because I'm following somebody tonight who been giving out awards.
Yeah.
This is the only award-deserving show.
It's here only
on the,
fair.
On the
it's
Radio
only
St. Pete.
Fair.
I'm Spike on the mic. I want to thank everybody from St. Pete Radio, from RadioSt.Pete.com that came out there and hung out with us. We love you guys, and I'm coming on y'all shows. We out, everybody. Thank you again. One.
Oh, nice.
Woo!
Yeah.